Did you know that the European country of Hungary used to be ruled by Muslims for almost 200 years? You see, in the 1500s, the Ottomans had recently conquered Serbia and were on the border of Hungary. And in 1526, at the Battle of Mohács, possibly the shortest battle in human history, the Muslims overwhelmed the Hungarians, and in 2 hours, the battle was over. The Muslims took over and began building masjids everywhere. Now, one of the unique things about Muslim conquest is that the locals are not forced to change their religion, but the purpose of building many masjids is to encourage the locals to revert to Islam while also being used as schools, community centers, and places of worship for the Muslims. And what's funny is the Ottoman rule actually allowed Protestant Christian churches to survive, whereas before they were being oppressed by the Catholic rulers of Hungary and were threatened with extinction. So the Muslims protected the Christians from the other Christians. Anyway, Hungary was part of the Ottoman Empire for almost 200 years, but as the empire was shrinking, they had to let go of the poorer provinces of the empire so as not to go broke, and that was Hungary. And in 1699, they signed a treaty to give up their rule in the region and recognize the local kings there. And once the Ottomans had left, the rulers ordered that all traces of the Ottoman Empire should be erased. Bridges were destroyed, madrasas were torn down, masjids were converted into churches, but then there was Eger Minaret. In the town of Eger, the main masjid there was converted into a church, but they wanted to tear down the minaret as a symbol of erasing the Ottoman past. They tried to smash it, hammer it, pull it down with ropes, and they even used 400 oxen to try and drag it down. Nothing worked. After many attempts to demolish it, they gave up, and there it stayed till this day, a symbol of Muslim past in Hungary. Today, the minaret is used as a tourist attraction and as a symbol of Turkish-Hungarian friendship. It's funny how things change over time. And in 2016, the Hungarian government allowed a Turkish muezzin to call the adhan for the first time in 327 years. And as always, like a fall for more Muslim facts.